Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Hello, Ralph.
How are you this morning?
I'm awfully disappointed about Soth. He told me that he would do anything the president asked him to.
I must say, I...
On reservation, it wasn't any implication.
No, I know.
I told him I was going to announce it.
He is, I said to somebody this morning, I've never heard of any such thing as a man telling the President of the United States that he'd do it and then backing away from it. His excuse to me was twofold, that he was flabbergasted, not used to talking to the President of the United States, and I can understand that, but then he started talking about his publisher and their long-standing tradition, and I said, well, this isn't a political matter at all, in any way. Said this is a bipartisan effort and it requires technical abilities, which you have. Then Hubert called his publisher and then got a flat turndown on the same basis, you know, that we have a long-standing policy of not letting our people get involved in political matters. And Hubert gave him the same line and we got a turndown. So I say the hell with him.
Well, I've told you a long time ago I want to stay out of Wisconsin. I wish you'd...
Yes, sir.
Put him back in Europe.
Okay. I knew that. I knew that's exactly what you're going to say. But I'll tell you, the guy just obviously, you know, has. What would you think of? I don't know whether this would scare everybody silly. Thurman Arnold.
He can't do it. He's tied in the chain store.
All right. McGill's not strong enough, and you don't want him anyway. I take Ralph McGill. Did any, either of those other two, do you know John Swainson at all?
Yeah, he's a defeated politician.
Right, okay. Got your message. Well, look, I'll just say, Mr. President, I'll put my head back on it again. It's see if I can find one that's good. I talked to the Judge Jones this morning, and that's squared away. He's, you know, he'll go through with that well, and he knows exactly the picture. So I think we can give ourselves a couple more days here, or another day anyway.
You don't think we ought to call this guy? Don't have Hubert call anybody, don't you ask him to do it?
No, sir, the only reason I did that
one was... Don't have any reason, just period.
Okay, sir, right.
Who is on that commission and might be a chairman himself?
I would say none of the public members are really up to it. Marshall?
What about the fellow out in Missouri?
No. He would... the reason, Mr. President, I don't know the man. I've never met him, so that I can't say anything about his personal characteristics. I will, and maybe we could have him down this afternoon if you want to meet these people, and you could form your own judgment. The only reason I would say no so quickly is because he has a reputation for being in the pocket of the Farm Bureau. Now, I don't think that's a justifiable reputation, but it's, as Abe Fortas says this morning, it's not so much what is, but what people think. And Esther Peterson tells me this, that her crew think that he's, you know, the wrong way, anti-consumer. So...
Where did we get him?
We got him, you remember, there were two of them, and you... we got him off Symington originally, and off Ed Long. Ed Long, actually, where we got him. I don't, incidentally, don't think that this is true, and I don't know the man personally, and therefore can't say whether he has the personal qualities that would go for this.
Fellow Tapp of Hubert.
Jesse Tapp out in California. A good reputation. And I wouldn't be bad. And Brown definitely wants into, you know, would love to get into this one.
Brown does. Why does Brown want it?
I mean, he would like to get California involved.
Why?
Just because he has a lot of food producers out there. He's thinking of it in the other perishables other than meat and dairy, fruits. They have a rather big interest in this. They get squeezed somewhat the same way that the meat producers do, actually. The fruit and vegetable people in California. Do you want me to look into TAP a little bit?
Yeah.
All right, sir, I will.
I'd like to find some judge that's retired that really is judicious about this, because this is dangerous as hell.
I agree with you.
Turn loose All the cowmen overnight, all the citrus, all the vegetable people overnight, all the chain stores overnight. You get them all, and we ought to really have a good, able fellow.
I take it you wouldn't think Leventhal's that man.
I don't want to take any.
Right, okay.
National committee fellow.
Right, all right, sir. Do you have a thought, incidentally, we have a Greek wedding coming up. Do you have someone that you would like to send over to a Greek wedding on the 15th of September?
Well, yeah, sure. Give me a memo on it. I'll find a dozen.
All right, sir.
Tell me what kind of fellow you want.
All right. Do you want to see these people this afternoon, the Food Commission people?
Got labor at 3:30.
Well, they're going to be meeting at 2, so I don't think they'd be probably available until around 4.
Well, at 4 o'clock, to hold them instead before you break them up and let them come by if I'm through the labor.
All right, sir. I'll talk to Jack.
Let's explore. Have we got some Washington lawyers of the type of Fowler that might be a judicious pair? We ought to have some judges that are retired.
I've gone over that judge list, Mr. President, and the problem with most of them is that they're fairly well advanced in years. And I think I was talking to the judge this morning about this, and he's more convinced than ever.
What does he say is wrong with him?
There's nothing the matter with him, except his doctor just told him to stay out of it. That it's too much of a charge, you know, too heavy a drain on a man for his age. He didn't tell me specifically what his ailments are. May have mentioned it to Walter.
Why don't you talk to some of the people in the Agriculture Committee, see who some of their best witnesses are.
All right, sir.
Look at some of these agriculture people. Of course, I guess that we've got to be careful there, too.
That's right.
Probably ought to have Probably ought to have a professor. That's who you ought to have. Everybody's suggesting
this. You couldn't stand Dilworth, either. He's a Republican, or a defeated candidate, too.
I want to get away from politicians if I can. I'd like to get some good, solid professor.
Or a judge.
Find a good one in Indiana, Illinois.
All right, sir. Give me till this afternoon, I think.
I own two schools, y'all know, Wisconsin and Harvard.
You know, I must say, I was looking over a list like that yesterday, and I spit it back. I was looking at this automation thing, and every damn one, I'll tell you, comes up. They go from Harvard to Wisconsin to California. And I just...
Right. I noticed your ambassador down here. Did we ever really agree to go to this ADA fellow, Mayors or Beers?
No, you told me one day a couple of months ago.
Teddy never pushed me anymore, so I think we just hold that up. I've got all the ADA I can take right now.
Okay. Well, let's just forget it.
Hold it until he raises some more hell.
Yeah.
And where do those other two come from? We ought to try to get some real qualified ambassadors with a little money now.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll tell you, you'd never get one to go to the one place, which is Mauritania. That's a little godforsaken place where a bunch of nomads run around the desert on the west coast of
it.
Feldman? I don't think he'd take that one. His lady wants to go to Paris. And I was thinking, we might find one of those easy slots in Paris that aren't going to get us in any trouble and put George there, which is really what he wants.
Well, for instance, I told him I'd make him an ambassador.
Well, he gets the rank of ambassador in some of those spots over there. Well, we could send him to the Ivory Coast, for instance, which is a French speaking.
Call him today and ask him if he's interested in Mauritania and let him turn you down.
All right.
Just don't tell him there's anything else at all.
All right. You don't have any objection to my turning beer off and just telling him to forget it for a little while, do you? Because he's got a problem of academic commitments up there. I won't say, you know, that you're not going
to
get...
Have we said anything to him at all?
No, sir, except he's been down talking to the people in the department.
Well, what does he tell him in the department?
Well, I just tell him he's still interested in Latin America, and he has the Spanish, and they've talked to him in terms of... his acceptability to them. So there have been some conversations over the last...
I tell Crockett and whoever he's talking to, I wouldn't do the White House do it. I just let them tell him that they don't see anything right now. Tell Crockett, I've got about all I care
right up. Okay, sir.
Let's watch these very carefully, and let's see if we can't call Feldman and tell him that you can get him marked in. He'll tell you what all is wrong with it, and then he can start looking for something else.
Okay, sir.
Now, we still haven't got any place on this food commission. I'll look over some lawyers here in town.
All right.
Your lawyer could practice still do this if he didn't represent some chain store.
That's true, he could. All right, let me...
Ask Charlie Murphy if he knows anybody.
All right, sir, I will. And might ask Clifford, too. I have to talk to him on another matter anyway.
I'd ask Clifford. See if Dean Anderson's got anybody in their firm. See if there's anybody over there.
All right.
Guess they represent everybody's got money over there.
That's the problem.
What about Max Kaplan? He's going to be too tired of the campaign.
Is he? Max wouldn't be bad for this kind of thing, though. He gets on very well up there. And, you know,
you gotta get somebody on it right quick, though, because...
I know, I saw that telegram again this morning that you referred to.
Huh?
I say, I saw that telegram you referred to about the wholesale price dropping.
Yeah. And we got one from Missouri, so I can't go there.
Iowa didn't come up with anything that was worth looking at. Although I'll take another check.
What about your Jones woman? I don't guess she'd be too fiery for this, would you?
No, and I don't think she's strong enough for this one, Mr. President. I don't think a woman really is accepted by the Congress yet to the point where they'll really take a...
Ask Mr. Katzenbach if you've got any retired judges that are active and eager that would be good for this.
Yeah. All right, I will, sir.
Okay, let's come back to it today before the day's over.
I sure will. Bye.